Yes, it is once again time to come to you from the dark. But once again, I'm not in the dark. I need to change the name of the show, I think. I don't know. Hi, this is Scott Swenson, host of A Scott in the Dark, and I'm coming to you from sunny Long Beach, California, where I'm here for two very special events, very special shows. The first one is Midsummer Scream at the Long Beach Convention Center, which is an incredible show last year. This will be its third year, and from what I've been told, it continues to just grow exponentially. As you've heard me say before, it is a bunch of fun because it is part fan show and part professional haunter show. So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen there. Like I said, it keeps getting busier and busier and busier. So I have no idea whether I'll be able to talk to anybody, but if not, I'll try to report from the different areas of that show. And then after that, I'll leave the Long Beach Convention Center and go over to the historic Queen Mary, which is a historic cruise ship from, I believe it first started sailing in the 1930s, and it's over in the harbor. And the Seasonal Entertainment Source Leadership Symposium will take place there, and it looks like a gorgeous location. I've actually never been to the ship before, so I'm excited to see all of that. It's also supposed to be a very haunted ship, so we'll find out more about that as we go. But anywho, I just wanted to let you all know that that's where I am. That's where we're coming from this episode, and I will fill you in as things unravel, and keep you posted. I should say that I've checked into this really adorable little hotel. It's called the Hotel Royal. So if you're ever in Long Beach, it's this little, it's not posh, it's not high-end, it's very European in feeling, but the thing I like about it, it's sort of like staying at a friend's house, you know? And the thing that really makes it unique is it's the first hotel I've been to in years that actually has physical metal keys. They're not cards or anything like that. So, anywho, I'm gonna head over. I'm gonna check in at the trade show at Midsummer Scream, and I'll try to get some recordings from there so you can get a little bit of a feeling of what it's all about. And then I'll report back. I'm teaching a class there, by the way. That's why I'm going. I'm teaching a class on acting, and it's called Living in the Dark. And it's going to be an interactive class because I want to get people up on their feet and kind of do some direction and jumpstart their brains as to what is possible when you are doing haunt acting. I'm curious to see who's going to attend because, like I said, it's partially a fan trade show and partially a professional haunt trade show. So you never quite know which audience you're going to need to appeal to. You know, it can be pretty much anybody. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I always have enjoyed the show, so we'll see how it goes. So as you can hear, I'm at the party. This is the opening night party, and this is the perfect example of the kind of show this is. It's a haunter show, it's a fan show, it's just a bunch of crazy people who love Halloween, which is why it's such an enjoyable show to come to. So far today, I've actually checked in, staying at a really cool little hotel called Hotel Royal, and then tomorrow night I'll be shifting over to staying on the Queen Mary, which I'm very excited about. But I got a chance to check out a little bit of the showroom floor. And the thing that makes this showroom floor very different from all other shows is they have what is called the Hall of Shadows, which is a part of the convention that local haunts, and actually some not-so-local haunts, set up mini versions of their attractions, and guests can tour them. It's obviously a very, very popular part of this show. But you've also got representation here from Halloween Horror Nights, Knott's Berry Farm, and it's the show is put together so incredibly well that I strongly recommend it, and although I hate to do that because it keeps growing and getting more and more popular. In fact, today the show actually sold out, so they couldn't get additional people into the show. And the trade show floor actually showed it. It was one of those shoulder-to-shoulder kind of scenarios. And so I'm looking forward tomorrow to actually getting a chance to get out on the floor, talk to some people, find out what they have. There's lots of selling going on this floor. People are always walking away with everything from the grab-and-go pins to artwork. Elvira is here signing autographs, you know. And this party has people walking around going, I don't know what I'm doing, to people in full costume. And it's just a great vibe. It's just an awful lot of fun. So, and then also tomorrow I'm teaching my class on acting for haunts and immersive theater. So I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be fun. But so far, you know, while I've been here, I've run into Kyle Vest, I've run into Ricky Briganti, Leonard and Jeannie Pickle. So, you know, a lot of the same haunt folks, and we've had a chance to just sort of chat and hang out. But because the vibe is so social, I chose not to make it official interviews, at least not yet. Drew Badger, chatted with him for a while. And there's probably going to be a crossover between Drew and I sometime in the near future. He's asked if I'd be interested in being a guest on his show, which I thought would be great. And what I may do is just take out my recorder and record it while we're talking. So it'd be like a big scary show and a Scott in the Dark at the same time. It's the joy of podcasts, right? So anyway, I will get, the costumes here are great. I'll try to get video up on YouTube. Yeah, uh-huh. I have a Grey Goose in hand, so if I do record another one later tonight, who knows what I will say. So now I'm walking around the Hall of Shadows. Now this is, in my opinion, the thing that makes this show so incredibly unique. It gives guests the opportunity to experience samples of local haunts. Now, I've already been through a couple and I plan to go through a couple of more. But again, the thing that makes it so wonderfully different is it's sort of like going to a haunted attraction. It's sort of like going to a mini theme park attraction, really, because what you're doing is you're going to haunt after haunt after haunt and experiencing what they have to offer in various and sundry ways of showing off their key scenes. There's, of course, being in Southern California, there are sliders. So that's what you probably hear clicking and clacking in the background. But and it's really neat because you get a whole bunch of different ideas. If you are a fan of haunt, you can learn which haunts you want to check out more of or which production companies hit your interest. We've had everything from like Phobia Productions is here, which does some cool stuff. A new company that I had not heard of before, they may have been around forever, I don't know. But another company called Murder House Productions, and they did a really cool little sampling of a house called Trick or Treat. And as the name suggests, it was just a bunch of coolness there. Creepy as all hell. But the other thing about it is, like, the dark zone at Transworld, it does have some vendors at the front who are, you know, showing off their products in the best possible light, which is none. But the theme parks are also represented here. Six Flags is here. Knott's is here, you know, showing off their stuff. And so it's a real unique experience for anyone going to any sort of trade show. You know, you've heard me say it before. The thing that differentiates this trade show is it melds the fans and the professional haunters. And let's face it, professional haunters all started out and continue to be, in many cases, fans of the genre. They want to see more and more haunt being done, and this is the perfect way to sort of get samples of all of it. So I just can't recommend this show enough. It is so very much fun. And I'll be out on the trade show floor a little bit later to give you kind of another walkthrough sampling of that. But I don't know how to explain it any better. It's just super cool, and I think everyone should check it out if you get the chance here in Long Beach, California at Midsummer Scream. So some time has passed. I have finished Midsummer Scream. I did my acting class, which went really well. It wasn't as heavily attended as I had hoped, but I was in competition with a screening of Hocus Pocus. So that just gives you some idea what kind of show it was. But the people who attended were absolutely enthralled. They did a great job. They really participated heavily, and it was a lot of fun. I am so glad that I got a chance to teach it, and I know that some folks took photos, so hopefully you'll see some photos of it online. Obviously, I didn't because I was, working. I was doing it. I was teaching the seminar. But now I am very excited. I have the most beautiful view in front of me right now. It is Long Beach Harbor, and I am on the deck, the sun deck, of the Queen Mary, which, like I said, is a historic ship, started sailing in the 30s, and it is now moored in Long Beach, California, and it is a hotel and an event space and all kinds of things. But I've checked in here, and tomorrow is the Seasonal Entertainment Source Leadership Symposium. And I'll be doing a presentation there. I'm the kickoff presenter, actually. I'll be doing a presentation there on making good first impressions. And for those of you who have worked with me before, you are probably holding up 7 fingers right now, because it's all based on the fact that you have 7 seconds to make a good first impression. But it's making good first impressions both as individuals and as events. And then I'm also doing table work. I'm actually helping to facilitate a table work session between each of the speakers. But the speakers are really cool. I kick it off, and then this may not be the right order, but then it's Ted Doherty from he's done work with Knotts and with John Cook, and he's just super cool. He knows more about the haunt industry than, especially here in California, than anybody I can think of. Then, let's see, who else is Amy Holloman from Eastern State Penitentiary, Robbie Lepree. Robbie is here speaking, which is going to be very exciting. And Ricky Briganti and his business partner Sarah from Pseudonym Productions is also going to be here doing another speaking session. And then in between these, we all sit down and chat with the people at our table. And I've already heard or found out who my people are. And I'm not necessarily able to say who they are simply because I don't want to invade anyone's privacy without them knowing about it. But it is some pretty, it's a pretty cool mix of people. A lot of vendors who are involved with the installation of theme parks, not just haunts, but theme parks and museums and zoos, etc., as well as some folks who've been involved with such projects as opening Disney in Shanghai, and so it's a neat group of people, neat group of folks to hang out with. We're also going to be doing apparently some scavenger hunts around the ship, and see if we can learn a little bit more about the ship. Once again, I don't think I'll be able to get any interviews. Obviously, I wasn't able to get any interviews during Midsummer because Midsummer Scream was completely sold out. It sold out both days. There were lines that went on forever just to get in the front door. But I will say, it also has a little bit of a vibe of like a Comic-Con or a Metro-Con, something like that, because a lot of people dress up. A lot of people are in costume, and those who aren't in costume are in black t-shirts. I'm just saying. But it was an awful lot of fun. The trade show floor was filled with everything from artists who were selling their works to makeup professionals to everybody. They were making tombstones. They were doing makeup demonstrations. They were selling costume parts. They were selling masks. It was just a great show. It really was a very good show. So again, I highly recommend it. And now we'll see what happens with the seasonal entertainment source. Like I said, I doubt that I'll be able to get any interviews because the day is completely packed. But you know what? I don't care because we are on this gorgeous vintage steamship from the 30s. So how long can we go, right? You know? I mean, it's just too neat. Too neat an event. So without further ado, let's see what our next adventure is here in Long Beach. So one of the cool things I'm just about to do here at the Seasonal Entertainment Source Leadership Symposium is the symposium is done pretty much for the day. We had a great reception. Heard all about Dark Harbor from the wonderful folks who put that together with Epic Productions. Just amazing. And then we got a chance to actually walk through it. And it was populated by actors. And I mean, let's face it, you know, any haunt that is going to go through the underbelly of the Queen Mary already has some cool stuff going for it. But they did a really, really nice job. And they were so gracious in hosting us. And I really, really appreciate it. You know, I don't know whether all of you know or not, but John Cook has now come over and is helping them out, which is pretty cool. But it was just a ton of fun. I have come back to my cabin and dropped off my stuff, and now I'm about to go on a paranormal investigation. I'm very excited. I have no idea what we're going to find. It's going to last about 2.5 to 3 hours, and it's going to be throughout the engine room and the various and sundry rooms in the underbelly. And I will see what happens. We'll see what happens. So wish me luck, and I'll keep my eye out for ghosts. I will also take gobs of video, and guess where it will be? That's right, it'll be on my YouTube channel, so check that out. Okay, so I'm back in my room, and it's after the ghost tour, and it was so cool. Unfortunately, we didn't have a whole lot of very tangible stuff. A lot of dowsing rod communication, which worked very, very well. I became horrendously sad in a hallway where one of the crewmen had been killed. It was just this overwhelming sadness, and I mentioned it to our paranormal investigator, and he said, "You know, Scott, I don't think it's him. I don't think it's John Petter is the ghost's name." He said, I don't think it's him. He said, because he's usually pretty happy-go-lucky. He was a young kid when he died, in the 60s, actually 1966. He was, like I said, trapped in the door when it automatically closed, one of the watertight doors. But he said he's pretty happy-go-lucky, so it's unlikely that he's sad. He said, what you're probably feeling is the residual energy of thousands of people who have come through and heard his story and are so incredibly sad about what happened to him. So I thought that was very interesting. We did various EVP sessions. We had a couple of spikes on the electromagnetic device, reading device, which I can't think of the name of, but that'll do. But you know, nothing, no manifestations. At least I'll have to go back through my photos, and we'll see. But you know, I did get some video, so yes, it will be on YouTube. And I got some attempted EVP sessions, attempted. So what I'm going to do is, I don't know whether I should do that or not. Well, we'll see. I guess I will. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually edit one of those into this episode, so that you can hear sort of the ambiance of what was going on down there. I don't hear anything. I don't hear any responses. It was me trying to talk to a resident little girl spirit here on the Queen Mary. Her name is either Jackie or Jacqueline. She doesn't like Jacqueline, apparently. We learned that. That was pretty neat. But I don't hear anything. I doubt that you will either as you listen to it. But if you do, you know, let me know. I haven't gone back and really, you know, dissected them all, but I'll put one of them up. I'll put that one up because I think that's probably the best. But I just want to say that there's something just wonderfully elegant and at the same time creepy about this gorgeous ship here at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. So here is a sample of a failed EVP session. I say failed because I didn't really capture anything, I don't think. But you can kind of hear what went on and what the ambience was. You can hear the echo and the sound and the drone of various and sundry machinery going on in the background. Even though we're not at sea, it is still an operating hotel and it's all made of metal, so all the sound travels. But here it is. This is a little EVP session from my paranormal experience on the Queen Mary. For some reason, I heard the name Jacqueline. Were you trying to contact me or anyone? If so, can you say your name again, please? Do you prefer to be called Jackie? Jacqueline, do you want to play? Jackie, if you can talk to me, please come as close to the glowing object in my hand and speak as loudly as you can and say your name, please. So my journey to Southern California, my journey to Long Beach, California is now coming to an end. I am recording this as I sit in my cabin on the Queen Mary, and what an amazing venue for a symposium, for pretty much anything. It's incredible. So you've of course, I guess you've probably heard me say that already, but I just want to thank everybody involved with Midsummer Scream. I want to thank Rick and Johanna for having me for putting on such an incredible show. I would like to also thank Quan and especially Philip from Gantam Lighting for putting the symposium on. The symposium You know, unfortunately, it was so busy that I didn't get a chance to get any interviews. But the thing about the symposium is it is industry professionals from all over the theme park and museum and zoo and aquarium. It's throughout the industry, throughout the attractions industry. And they all come together and share ideas. And I was so lucky to have a great table and it was just a ton of fun. And you know, as you've heard, we also got to go on a little bit of a ghost tour. Didn't find much, but that's okay. That's okay. It was worth it just to get to wander around the depths of such a historic and such a beautiful ship. So I will be flying back to Tampa and editing all this together, and of course that will all be done before any of you hear it. So that was great. But the point being, if you do have a chance to come out to either Midsummer Scream or to be a part of the Seasonal Entertainment Source Leadership Symposium, I strongly recommend it. They are both a bunch of fun and tremendous networking opportunities in very different ways. So until next time, rest in peace.